From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Wednesday, Oxford Exxon Podcast, Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We'll probably look at some other games today. We still have not done that for the week. We had other things to talk about, so we probably will get into that a little bit today, as well as some football, some basketball. Again, Ole Miss and Arkansas State kick off the basketball season Friday night from the Pavilion. Kentucky looked good last night against Michigan State, by the way.
Yeah, I watched NBA last night.
So we'll talk about all those different things. Remember the Blue Sky in Clinton. We've been telling you about that all week. They've got the grand opening specials running through Friday, November 8th. And today it is a Wednesday, so they're doing Monster products from 4 to 6 if you're around the area. And then also you can enter to win the $50 gas card, the Grizzly Cooler, the Monster 10, or a couple slabs of ribs there with Blue Sky in Clinton. They've remodeled the store, huge store now, so take advantage of that. You don't have to be present to win. But fill it out if you're in the area, and you got a shot to win that. So coming to you from that and the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. There's no hassle. There's no haggle. You get your quote, and the rest is sort of up to you. You can shop that quote around, of course, or you can do the smart thing, which is what I've done and what a lot of podcast listeners have done, and that's hop into your Clark Ford today. You'll love the product. You'll love the service after the sale. Corey wants to be your truck guy. He wants to be your car guy. He'll prove that to you. 662-257-1900.
Remember, we will be at Southern Craft Stove and Tap on Thursday night, 6 o'clock start for a live show. So come on out. We'll have some different things for you. And I got a couple different guests. You know about Kermit Davis. He's going to start the show around 6. And then Ole Miss Interim Athletics Director Keith Carter is going to be with us as well as soon as Kermit is done. So you get a full hour of Kermit and Keith from Southern Craft on Thursday night. So again, come hang out, have some drink and food specials with Southern Craft, and then we'll have a big time. So yep. that is on Thursday from Southern Craft. So we'll start today. There's some content up. Is your mailbag up yet? In a little
not
bit.
Yet.
What are we doing?
Not yet. Mailbag's not quite up. It won't be long.
Won't be long. You're close.
Yeah.
Did you answer all the different versions of the same question, or at some point did you kind of give a referendum on the subject?
No, I need to give a referendum. I get a lot of questions. Tell me whether you think I'm being fair here. Yes, we will record tomorrow night's podcast. That's the plan. It will serve as the Friday podcast.
That is correct.
So we will not be here Friday morning.
So for those out of town, you'll be able to catch the audio version on Friday morning.
Yes. So I got a lot of questions with, you know, hypothetically, if you were the AD.
I love the hypothetically in mailbags because it means, hey, I'm going to use this one word and then I can ask you whatever I want to ask you.
Well, and I know how this gets played here. So allow me to kind of pontificate a little bit.
Sure.
It's, hey, hypothetically, if you were the AD and you decided to make a change, who would be the names on your list? Well, I have multiple problems with that. Problem one is I'm not the AD. I'm not going to be the AD. Number two, as of this moment, there is no opening. So when people say, well, what about a hot board? Well, we don't do hot boards until there's an opening. And then number three, I know how this works. Let's say, and somewhere in this notebook, I give a few names. Hey, here's people that pique my interest. I know how this works. People will go to the football staff with, McCready says that y'all are fired and that Ole Miss should hire blank, blank, and blank, which is completely not what I said. But I also understand how football coaches are. They're too busy to listen and or read. And so the people who tell them this is what someone said, they typically, by this point in the season, have very small circles. and they believe them. And it's what creates all of the ill will. It's like the moment, I'll never forget it. It's 2010.
Houston.
Yep. And Houston Nutt, they go to Tennessee and just get demolished. And I had the flu and I couldn't cover the game. And so I stayed here and ended up talking to three or four pretty prominent boosters over the course of that game who said, hey, he's going to have to make changes. Got to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the Cotton Bowls are behind us. And I wrote that, wrote a column that said he's going to have to make change. Well, he has his press conference on Monday where he says, back-to-back Cotton Bowls.
Oh, was that that week?
Yeah. Okay. Back-to-back. And then on Tuesday, I'm at the beginning of practice, and he walks over to me in the Manning Center. So I got to make changes, huh? And I knew right away we're being passive-aggressive. And I just pulled out my phone, and I said, have you read it? Did you read it? No. Okay, well, you need to read it. And if you read it and you disagree with anything that I wrote, let me know. As I hand him my phone, and he begrudgingly sort of trods through it real quick. And then he hands it back and goes, whatever. And at that point, I'll never forget, Ron Dickerson comes over to me. He goes, was my name one of the ones mentioned? I was like, yeah.
human nature. Sure. Yeah.
You know, just, so that's what happens. That's why I don't particularly like the, what do you think? I mean, it's easier to talk about the AD thing because we do know that there's a search committee. We do know that there's a committee. Or search firm, I should say, and then a committee. So we do know that it is at least a topic of conversation in some degree of official capacity, even though the Wizard of Oz has not yet come down from the big curtain and told us what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chase cringes.
I thought that was going a different direction. I was waiting on that. So
Chase cringes when I say that. We have far different.
No, it's not that. You say Wizard of Oz, usually that rolls into some sort of boys conversation. So I was yeah, no. I was waiting for
Oz has not yet ruled. He's not come out and said anything. So but it's hard for me to talk about a football coaching hot board or what I would do when, number one, there is no opening, and number two, I don't particularly think there's going to be one this year. Now, I don't rule it out, but if you made me bet, I'd bet that he gets more time. And I think you would too. If you had to bet one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just choose one or the other, sure.
If you had to take the money line and the money line was exactly the same, there was no bargain.
No, the value would be on another year.
Yeah.
It would take... What money line would it take to reverse you?
It would have to be one of those deals where if I put down 100, I'd get 220 to 250.
250 was the word in my the thought in my head. About 2.5 to 1.
Yeah. If you give me that, then I might go the other way.
Just from a value standpoint, sure.
You know, if you told me, look, if you told me that.
I mean, around here, look, if you can bet on chaos, usually bet on chaos.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
Well, as someone
more
said,
often than not.
Someone said to me the other day, been interesting around here, huh? Yep.
That's a word.
It's a word. It's been interesting for a while now.
Anything else good in there before we move on?
I mean, no. It's a lot of the same thing. It's very... Anybody with two eyes and a brain who reads my mailbag every week, who gives any consideration to the possibility that the people who are asking questions are potential ticket holders, would know that you have a problem, that you need to address the problem vocally one way or the other. But I think there's a disconnect. My guess is that Glenn Boyce would look at our demographic, which is 25 to 50, and go, who cares? Whippersnappers. I think he's listening to a lot of 70-year-old men right now.
You made a joke a minute ago before we started the show. You said, hey, we're going to break down New Mexico State today. I pulled up their schedule. I knew they were bad. I did not realize just how bad they are. I mean, they suck.
Yeah, they're bad, dude.
I mean, they might be the worst team in FBS. They're 0-8 this season.
Yeah.
They've lost 8 in a row, obviously. They're independent, by the way. I was not aware of that. Did you know that?
I did not.
Washington State beat them 58-7. Alabama just stopped and beat them 62-10. San Diego State 31-10. They did have a nail biter with New Mexico 55-52. Fresno 30-17. Liberty with Hugh 20-13. They play again later, also, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Central Michigan, the Chippewas 42-28, and then Georgia Southern 41-7. Also, they have two bye weeks around one game. They were off, then they play Georgia Southern, and they were off again as they get ready for the Rebels. So they've had an extra week to prepare. Mike McIntyre, with some semblance of a straight face, said that they do well what Ole Miss does poorly, talking about pass defense on Monday. Get your win and get out. Get your win and get out. That's it. They play Incarnate Word next.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah. You couldn't figure that one out?
UIW. I kept thinking, who's IW? Indiana Western?
Yeah, Incarnate Word. It's in Texas, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's in Texas. Pretty sure it's in Texas. Then they play UTEP and they play Liberty.
Yeah, at Liberty for the big finale. Everyone gets a wristband and a commitment ceremony.
It's better than a funeral.
I wonder if he's done that yet, had his own funeral up there.
That's not usually a year one thing, is it?
No, it's like a year four thing.
Yeah, that's not time for that yet.
I've had conversations with people who attended that funeral.
Pretty
interesting.
They weren't impressed.
Said it was really awkward.
Well, yeah.
Like Ben Craddock asked me a question in the mailbag about what's the most awkward conversation I've ever overheard. And I know I've overheard, I spent more time thinking about that than I care to admit. I know I've overheard awkward conversations, but I can't remember them. And I'm the guy that drives past stuff. Like, Laura gets so mad at me. I'm the guy that drives past stuff and she'll say, did you see so-and-so? You know, they live up at that house. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see anything. I'm off in my own little. And then she'll say, well, what was the Cubs starting lineup in 85? And I'm like, oh, that's easy. You know, Bobby Dernier and Ryan Sandberg. It's easy.
What are we talking about in the live chat?
It looks
a little.
How you'd get away with the best way to get away with a murder.
What that is what we're talking about, right?
What would be the best car to get away with in a murder? And I agree, it's a minivan.
I just happened to glance, and I'm like, hold on, that subject matter looks a little different than it does a lot of days.
Yeah, you don't. No one would even suspect a minivan.
Our subscribers, people. Got me completely off my train of thought now because of that.
It's only the second time in history these two teams have met.
Okay.
Yep.
When was the other one?
2015.
So we actually watched that game, and I don't remember.
Whew, if you say so.
What was the score?
That I don't know. I know that Ole Miss won.
Thanks.
The Aggies forced three turnovers in the loss, intercepting a pass and recovered two fumbles. Their leading tackler.
Larry Rose. Sorry. That was my guy that year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Thanks, Georgia Rebel. Yeah. Larry Rose III. Remember the mediocre running back that I was obsessed with?
No.
Okay. That didn't really break it down or narrow it down very much, does it?
Javon, because you always are obsessed with obscure running backs. Javon Ferguson is the sixth leading tackler in the country. He's from Baton Rouge.
You know, you laugh at what we're doing right now, but there used to be a local radio show where the guy would do that. He would grab game notes and media guides and just read them for an hour, 2 hours at a time. And he'd open the media guide, page 8. The Rebels in 1944.
Always loved back in the day when people liked me and I spoke at the quarterback club.
Yeah.
Always loved following Sheffield. Because he would have read the media guide, basically. And I'm like, well,
it was tendencies. It was like on first down, they do this so many times. It was a scouting report kind of deal, is what it was.
And you look out of the audience and no one's listening. Their eyes are glazed over. See, tell a couple of jokes and you'd won the game. It's over.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you today.
You got your Chardonnay and your Little Caesars pizza and you told a few jokes and
yeah,
you moved on with
your
day.
Yeah, got out. I haven't had Chardonnay in forever.
Why?
I don't know. I like it fine. I just always prefer red.
Even if, no matter what the meal is?
Pretty much.
Not worried about the chicken or the fish or the shrimp or the whatever?
No, I'm a firm believer in drink what you like.
Yeah, I get that. You don't think that it accompanies it better?
It probably does. Okay. But it's one of those things where if I'm someplace and I'm with someone who knows what he or she is talking about and they say, you should have this with this.
You'll take their word for
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I haven't had Little Caesars in forever either. If I'm going to have a cheat night with pizza, it's not going to be Little Caesars. That's awful.
I mean, that might be the one type of pizza that I just can't eat.
I mean, nothing against the fine people at Little Caesars, but goodness gracious.
What's your favorite chain, a local, if you had to?
I like Pizza Hut Thin Crust.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with that.
It's solid.
I mean, you know, that's what I put ketchup on, so I'm game there.
I like Lost Pizza fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It gets a little heavy for me.
A little bit.
A little heavy.
Yeah.
But sure.
If I'm just having a piece, I like Dodo's fine.
Okay.
It's not bad
delivery. It's good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Funky's Pizza is excellent.
Yeah. Doesn't fit into the chain, but
Yeah.
I was just thinking Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars, that kind of deal.
I don't hate Papa John's. It's fine. I like Domino's better. It's fine. Still to this day, and it's been 30 years, I will crave Johnny's Pizza from home. It's a Louisiana, Texas thing.
Never heard of it. What's so special about Johnny's Pizza?
Well, number one, the pieces are cut in squares. It's sentimental.
So it changes the taste since they're cut in squares. That's the defining characteristics.
Kind of the oil on the top of it has a different... It's really good. It's really good.
So you do get nostalgic because it's crappy pizza just like everybody else's crappy pizza. But here you are.
It's my crappy pizza.
It's your crappy pizza.
Sausage and jalapeno.
I'm proud of you.
Sausage and jalapeno from Johnny's Pizza. Every once in a while, I'll still like have a craving for it. Out of the blue.
Because it's what you had as a kid.
Yep. Next time I pass through Ruston, I'm going to get a Johnny's Pizza.
So in like 8 years... So it's still open.
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's in Monroe, Ruston, Texas. I think it's in Dallas now. It's actually pretty good. It's been 30 years. I can't describe it to you. It was good.
Some people were familiar with Johnny's on the live stream. Yeah, I have no clue. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a North Louisiana, Dallas thing.
We had Pizza Hut, and we had a local place called Pizza Doctor when I was growing up. That's all we had, I think, unless I'm forgetting
Pizza
something.
Hut and Pizza Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I had. I think it was a Domino's that came in at some point, but I think that was a little longer than my early years. But yeah, that's all I got. You can tell it's Wednesday. It's always our strange day. It's not the weekend yet. We don't have much to talk about, and the week has gotten up on us. So we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football coming back. The first playoff rankings came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even see them this morning. I knew nothing about them at all till this morning.
I saw them this morning because Carson gets up and he comes downstairs. When he has his breakfast, he turns on ESPN.
Does he really?
Yeah. And so I saw them this morning. I was watching election results last night, and I was watching Thunder Magic. I forgot that there was college basketball on.
Yeah, I watched.
Alabama lost.
Yes, to UPenn.
To Penn, yep. I saw where Arkansas won.
Auburn won.
Yeah, Auburn won. Florida beat the hell out of North Florida. I did see a few minutes of that before the Thunder started.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that as well. First, tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands your market. Condo financing leader in Oxford, the float down option. And with the rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason, 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Let's see. Forgive me. I was not as prepared. Podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan is the place to go. They've got a complete selection of Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy that you heard about Grenada Nissan on the podcast. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. We're also brought to you by Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. It's 34 lakefront lots ranging in size from 2 to 25 acres. They've got 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest. The North Lake's 45 acres. South Lake's 25 acres. And Partners Pond is another 8 acres. And these lakes are the main streets of Splinter Creek. They were built for swimming, quiet boating, fishing. They're stocked with coppernose, bluegill, brim, largemouth bass. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous property. If you're thinking about retiring in Oxford, relocating to Oxford, you owe it to yourself to go look at Splinter Creek. SplinterCreekMS.com or schedule a tour with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today, 601-898-2772. We're also brought to you by Blue Delta Jeans. They're spread all over the Southeast this week. They're still in South Florida today, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. They'll be in Nashville and Oxford tomorrow. They'll be at our live podcast at Southern Craft tomorrow. And then they'll be in New Orleans on Friday. Blue Delta will be offering $100 off any pair of Blue Delta Jeans to folks who attend the live podcast on Thursday night. And they'll have gift cards with them as well. It's a great time to get some Christmas shopping done early. Additionally, they have a few yards of the Cone Mills White Oak Selvage Denim left. So DM them on social media or email info@bluedeltajeans.com to reserve your pair. And Dead Soxy, just like you, is disappointed in the Rebel season, but that doesn't mean you have to lose in your battle against sock slippage. Unlike their beloved Rebels, they don't lose. With their patented technology to prevent both crew and no-show socks from slipping to their custom sock design program, Dead Soxy is always winning. Kickstart some positive vibes into your wardrobe. Head over to deadsoxy.com, DeadSoxy.com, and enter the code Rebel Grove at checkout for 30% off your entire order. And as always, stay soxy.
Proud of you. Look at you. Got it done. Didn't use the other word. Yep. I mean, we'll do that on Thursday when we put a podcast up, and it's in the headline again because that's 8 or 9 weeks in a row. But anyway, podcast also brought to you by Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paper patios, forestry mulching, and much more. Patch your dream backyard easier than you think with Master Cuts, 662-607-7773. Go mastercuts.com. So, actually, let's go into some lines for a minute. We haven't actually done that. I think I found a couple are somewhat interesting. Arkansas is favored in a football game this week, Mr. McCready.
I know.
They got a non-conference game against Western Kentucky. Opened at 2.5. It is now only at 1.5, though.
Is it down?
Hogs by 1.5 against the Hilltoppers.
Well, I was looking at Western Kentucky's schedule because I was actually getting ahead on picks today, this morning early. They hadn't beaten anybody either. I mean, they suck.
Well, no, they're bad too.
What's the attendance at that game? Now, he's done the right thing. He's playing Jerry Jones's grandkid at quarterback, and Jefferson's going to play. He's basically admitted that the Hicks-Starkle thing is a complete disaster. What's the attendance at that game? Let's see what the weather is there. It's pretty cold. Pulling up a little weather. It's going to be cold here next week, by the way. Like, chilly. Real cold. You need to have a weather report. Someone sponsor the weather report.
Okay.
That's what we need to do. By the way, 55 and sunny on Saturday here. And then next week, high Tuesday is 34. The high Wednesday is 39. 43, 44. The high for the LSU game, 51. Low of 36. Be a little chilly that night, but that's perfect football weather. Let's see. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Got a flash flood watch there right now. It's good. Saturday, high of 58 and sunny in Fayetteville. So perfect football weather.
I mean, it's going to be awful. It's going to be dreadful. It's going to be Similar to Ole Miss. Same deal. There is no good when you're Chad Morris. There's nothing you could have done or could not have done. No, it's going to suck.
20,000?
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, Western's not bringing anybody.
No. I wouldn't think. From Bowling Green to Fayetteville, no one's making that trip. Plus, it's basketball season now. They'd rather go to basketball games.
Yeah, no, it's awful. Vanderbilt in Florida, 25 is the open on this one. 26.5 is where it's at currently. Okay. If you told me Vanderbilt stayed within that number, I wouldn't be crazy stunned, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. I haven't put picks in. Have you put picks in yet? Are you done?
Halfway.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Baylor and TCU. Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite over the Horned Frogs. Obviously, we'll see the Bears opening next season.
They're still unbeaten, right?
I think they are still unbeaten. Big game in the Big Ten this week. Penn State at Minnesota. Penn State -7 against PJ Fleck and the boys.
That's in Neil's picks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gophers and Nittany Lions.
I think that's a free game.
Do you?
Yeah, I think Penn State's going to go get
you
that.
You think they're going to go pop them?
Yep.
Okay.
I like PJ Fleck for obvious reasons. Bald dude, kind of awkward looking.
Rowing some boats.
Yeah, kind of weird, kind of socially odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like my damn brother. I'm for him.
SMU trying to rebound from their disappointing loss to Memphis, the 23.5 or so against East Carolina. Just kind of scrolling. That one does not matter at all. LSU and Alabama. I was still surprised this thing was as high as it was.
It's like 6.5 right now, isn't it?
It's sitting at 6 right now. It opened at 7. However, Oddshark has a typo. Hopefully, you cannot actually make bets off this typo. It had it opening in Alabama -17 instead of 7.
Ooh, God, give me LSU at 17 points and I am in.
I feel good about that.
Mortgage.
6 feels high. Are we getting swindled here a little bit? Is Alabama going to win this thing by double digits?
The computer,
why do you think it's
the
this?
Computer gives Alabama a 72% chance of winning the game.
That's very high.
Alabama winning by about 8 points.
That's very high.
Look, Alabama can score too. Which defense do you think is better, LSU or Alabama?
LSU has been more disruptive. And they've played a better schedule. That fair? It's like last night, I didn't see this live. You know, the committee member goes, Alabama just passed the eye test. Eye tests are crap.
Yeah, it's come on.
That's you using your bias to see what you want to see. B, Alabama hasn't played anybody, hasn't done much.
Let's talk about who they've played.
Yeah,
let's talk
here
about who Alabama's played this season. Duke. Played Duke. New Mexico State, we've talked about them earlier. They played South Carolina, Southern Miss, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Arkansas. The best team they've played this season is probably Tennessee. Maybe Duke? That's who they played. A&M? We watched A&M.
Those are all just in a pile. Throw them out.
Yeah. I've told you since week one, and I'm going to ride it. I'm going to get it right or I'm going to get it wrong. And if I get it wrong, so what? I get a lot of things wrong. I remember telling you after the first weekend of the season that LSU looked different to me. After about the third weekend of the season, I told you I think they're the best team in the country. I'm going to ride that. I think we're headed for LSU, Ohio State, and I think it's got a chance to be a really interesting game. A Big Ten quarterback that transferred to the SEC against a SEC quarterback that transferred to the Big Ten. Two coaches that nobody would have ever thought 3 years ago would be coaching in the national title game. That's where I think we're headed.
Because I do think Ohio State's the best team in the country.
I think they have the most disruptive defense in the country, and Fields is really good. Yeah. I wouldn't argue with – I mean, I'm going to be stubborn and go LSU just because –
SEC biased.
Probably.
Regional crap, Neil.
LSU's played some good teams, though. They've played Texas. They've played Florida. They've played Auburn. I mean, they've taken some shots. Alabama hasn't really taken shots yet.
Is Bama or LSU better on offense? They're both dang good. Who's better? It's Bama by a little, isn't it? If he's healthy, it's them.
If Tua is healthy,
those wide receivers are better than LSU's.
And Harris is really good.
Yeah.
If he's not healthy, give me Joe Burrow. Burrow can make throws now.
Does this thing get into the 30s?
I think so. I think we get into the – I think it's 30-something to 20-something.
Somebody pulls away, and it is what it 34, is.
34, 27, somebody.
Going to be huge ratings.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an NFL kind of rating day.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be NFL playoff sort of a rating game. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's in.
Everybody's watching. Everybody's curious. The guy in Dubuque is curious. Sure, you turn that on. I mean,
this isn't about New Mexico State or anybody else. That game being played at the same time knocks 10,000 people out of the stadium in Oxford.
Yes.
10,000.
But that can't be an excuse. That can't be because if you're winning, people still come.
Yeah,
to
no,
the
I get
game.
That. I'm, yeah. But I just mean, pragmatically, that's what I think it does.
Really surprised the SEC, and I get it. They've got. You got to play something at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you just, I mean, there's a time slot.
Yeah.
So you pick the game nobody's watching anyway. I mean, that's why when we first said, hey, what time might it be? I went, oh, no, 3. Something's got to go there.
Yeah, and that was the worst game.
Yeah, you pick an Ole Miss team that's 3-6 against
Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, either one. Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Have at it. I don't know. Ole Miss is better than Arkansas. Western Kentucky is better than New Mexico State.
There's a better chance that Western Kentucky,
it's
Arkansas
a competitive
is competitive.
Game. That's a good
right.
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You at least could get some flippers over at the end of that game when you go, oh, my God, Arkansas is about to lose again to someone else. Texas -7 over Kansas State. Let's see. Ole Miss 28 is where this thing is right now. Is that what we have it at?
28.5, I think.
What do you think? We're not giving anything away. You and I both suck at picks. What do you think?
I'm tempted to lay them.
I get it's noise, and I get that the fact that New Mexico State's best thing to do is passing is still very, very inferior because they're awful. How many points can New Mexico State score without it being a weird look?
Anything over about 17, and it gets weird.
Okay. If you win at 41-24, it's a little weird. I mean, you handled them. Was never in doubt.
41-24. Yeah, it's a weird score.
Okay,
it is. It's not going to matter.
No, who cares? W or L?
But yeah, there is a rumor that Arkansas and Mike Norvell are down the road a bit.
Really?
It is a rumor.
Now, are they down the road to the point where you get to a background check? Because Mike Norvell's been down the road with some teams before.
So,
what?
Nothing. I misread a sentence there in the chat for a second. I spoke to somebody the other day who would know.
Okay. You going to read it?
No, I'll tell you who said it. But I asked.
Well, I mean, I know who said it.
I said, in a hypothetical world, is Mike Norvell hireable at the SEC level? And the answer was, yeah, as long as he comes clean to the AD who's hiring him on his personal issue. So no one is surprised if it ever comes out.
Okay, break that down for a second.
Okay.
That just means make sure all the athletic department people are aware so if something does pop, they at least can have a plan in place to battle it.
Yes.
That's all we're saying here, right?
Yes, that's what we're saying. I'm trying to decide whether I even want to go further with this. I don't think I do.
What do you mean?
Well, I've heard there's another element to it that could make it conflictual. Is that a word? Conflicting.
Okay.
Where the SEC office might have some, not issues to stop it, but where the SEC office would want to have some conversations. Okay. The SEC, contrary to popular belief, does not like controversy. They would like to roll right along with, we're the best league in the country. Hey, isn't this awesome? And then at the end of this, we all get along. I've heard there's an issue that would likely have to be addressed, but that it is addressable, but it has to be addressed.
Athletic departments are cautious, all of them.
Sure.
If it's simply, if it's something that is going to create chaos, even no matter if I know it or not, you better really believe in that son of a gun as a football coach. And I mean really believe in that son of a gun as a football coach. 95% of athletic departments are going to go, nah, eh, eh. Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But you have to look and see where Arkansas is today. They haven't.
I mean, they're at the point of that panic time.
They have not won a Power 5 game since October of 2017.
When they beat Ole Miss.
Yes.
Okay.
Haven't won a Power 5 game since the comeback against Jordan Taimu and Ole Miss.
In the rain that night in Fayetteville. No, Ole Miss won that game. The day we saw Jeff Long walking out of the thing. Sorry. Yeah.
So last time they won a game.
So a game that actually their administration didn't want them to win.
Yeah, they wanted them to lose because that was going to be, hey, we're firing.
Yeah.
Haven't won a game since then. So attendance is down. It's way down. And they've invested in that stadium. They can't get their students involved. And to prove that their students like sports, they packed out Bud Walton last night. 18 plus for the Rice game.
Did they?
Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't about Arkansas. This is about... Well, it is about Arkansas, but it's you know, Ole Miss can relate to what I'm saying here. A lot of schools can. So you've got this guy at Memphis who, if he didn't have a personal issue, is long gone and you couldn't get him. Has an issue, absolutely has something. But he wins. He played at UCA, so he's familiar with the state. Recruits Memphis. Arkansas would like to recruit Memphis. He makes sense on every level if you can get past that. If you're Arkansas, assuming that you can't do the Malzahn thingy, no one makes more sense as a football coach there than Mike Norvell. No one. You can't redo Bobby Petrino. You can't go back down the Houston nut path, although please. But you can't. You can't hire Hugh Freeze.
It's just where Neil's sense of humor is. If he could pick the SEC head coaches at every school, it'd be like, Houston nut at Arkansas, Hugh Freeze at Mississippi State, go.
Go now.
Go.
Thank you, dear sweet baby
Jesus. He'd be so excited every morning. Just, hey, hit the button. Just hit the button.
I'd be like, it's Mississippi State Arkansas week. Woo! Oh, I'd love it. I'd be so happy. I get energized thinking about Hugh Freeze at Mississippi State. Just the thought of it just makes me tingle all over. But if you're Arkansas, Norvell makes sense. You've got to decide, okay, after...
If you're a Norvell and you take Arkansas, it means you know whatever your deal is. You can't get any premier job. Because Arkansas is the sixth best job in the SEC West.
No doubt.
It's better than State. No doubt. That's it.
No doubt. Now... Houston Nutt, who is a mediocre football coach.
Won the West 3 times and went to Atlanta twice.
Yes. You can get good players there.
He went 8-4 with Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, and Peyton Hillis in his backfield.
Bobby Petrino, who is a good football coach, made them a nationally relevant for a couple of seasons.
They were the best team in the country, not named LSU and Alabama, and they picked the wrong year to be it. They were the third best team that year that Bama and LSU were 1-2.
Much like Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Is the Arkansas job a hard job? Yes. Is it doable? Yes, because people have done it.
Any SEC job is doable for the most part.
Yes, with the exception of Vanderbilt and probably Kentucky, because I just don't know that there are enough players around.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody else can do it.
Mississippi State was number one in the country in the middle of November.
Well, we mentioned college football playoffs. They were number one in the very first one.
Yeah.
A long 5 years ago.
Do I think Arkansas would want to wait and see if they can get Gus? I do. Gus makes the most sense for them. Gus makes so much sense for them. It's my understanding that Christy Malzahn would love to go home. Gus makes sense for them. But if you can't get Gus... In Gus's ideal world, he wins one of these last two games against Georgia and Arkansas. And at 9-3, he goes, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. And Auburn cannot afford a $26 million payout. They can't, and they won't, and it won't happen. Telling you that is factual. They're not going down that path. Now, if they can negotiate something, sure. But they're not paying him $26 million to go away at 8-4. It's not happening.
Norvell, the coach in Memphis next year? Or is this the year where you just get out no matter where you're going?
Well, this is realistically, they're headed to the Cotton Bowl.
It's very possible, yes.
No, I think you get out. You tell your agent. Who's his agent, by the way? Is he a Sexton guy?
I have no idea.
I don't think he is. You tell your agent, hey, let's make something happen. Let's address this head on. Put it this way. If he's still the coach at Memphis next season, he's the coach at Memphis for a long, long time.
Yeah, if you're the Memphis AD, you're going, hey, I got one more. If I somehow survive this one, it pretty much means. And now look, whatever it is, it's not impacting anything at Memphis. I get you're at Memphis. I get it.
Well,
but it's not.
It's because the other shoe doesn't fall at Memphis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the other shoe is waiting for something to happen so that it can fall. It's my understanding.
Oh, really? It's in a placeholder right now at Memphis.
What I'm told.
It's kind of ominous.
It is a little ominous. It's why I think you've got to be, everybody's got to be really upfront. And I don't know that in the past he was particularly upfront. No, and if you're Memphis, do you know? If you're Memphis, look. Credit where credit's due here. Justin Fuente, I know he hasn't done great at Virginia Tech.
It's kind of fallen off.
But he left Memphis and got a really good job.
He did.
Mike Norvell replaces him, and if he didn't have an issue, would get a really good job. If you're Memphis, it's not the worst thing in the world as a football program to market yourself as, hey, man, this is a really good place
Norvell's
to launch your career.
Background check has prevented them from kind of becoming the new Arkansas State. At a higher level. Obviously, yeah. It's a better than the Sun Belt gig. But that next level of, hey, come here. You can win. You're in the middle of pretty good, fertile recruiting territory. Get it done and then go somewhere. It's all good. We'll find the next guy.
And if, look.
Memphis athletic department-wise has done a good job.
They have. And they had a huge turnout for that game day thing. The media there is just a collection of lemmings for the most part. It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique place. Not a terrible job. If you're a good young coach, I mean, I think if Memphis opened up today, the list of people who would have interest in that job would probably surprise you. A lot of up-and-coming coaches would have their agent calling Memphis. It's not a that's not a ULM sort of job where no one can get it done. You can. It's been proven you can get out of there and go to better places. And Memphis is a much better job than Arkansas State. Much better.
What's
much
my point?
Better.
Yeah, it's a whole different tier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying be that tier's school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be a really good job.
I mean, the American's very competent.
Sure. It's good football.
I think they got like 3 or 4 ranked teams this week.
Yeah. It's good football. It's a good league. It is. It's a good league.
They're in a little no man's land because they're not Power 5. They're not good enough for Power 5, no. But they're so much better than everyone else in that group of 5.
But they're solid. UCF and Tulsa. And I mean, that's
SMU.
SMU. There's good teams
Tulane.
In that league. It's good football in that league. If I told you today, hey, this season you can only watch American. This week you can only watch. Yeah. This wouldn't be the week because you want to watch Alabama LSU.
I see what you mean.
On a typical week, if I said you can't watch anything but the American. Okay.
You'd be entertained.
All right. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you can be entertained.
If I told you you can only watch the Sun Belt, you go.
Oh, gosh. With holiday season getting here, discover the perfect type of holiday getaway in Oxford. Everything, exciting events for family and friends, including the Oxford Christmas Parade, holiday house tours, and more. Spend your holidays in Oxford. Enjoy the festive activities this season, including a holiday concert by the Midtown Men, the downtown Christmas tree lighting, holiday ornament auction, all of that happening in December, so not too long away. Also have events such as visiting with Santa at Visit Oxford, the Holiday Village, and Elf Scavenger Hunt, or should bring the magic of the season. Come experience the enchanting events that Oxford offers this holiday season. You can find out more at visitoxfordms.com or popupoxfordms.com.
We will have picks up tomorrow. They're sponsored by Southern Craft Stove and Tap. You've heard us talking about Southern Craft Stove and Tap. We'd love to see you tomorrow night. Kermit Davis, Keith Carter will join us. It is located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. They place an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment. Features 30 craft beers, offers a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations. Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online currently receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford. Also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust, based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states. And they have advisors in multiple states as well. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. They also have the Pinnacle Trust 401k Advisory Services Team. If your 401k at your business is not performing to your satisfaction, get in touch with them. Call Pinnacle Trust 401k Advisory Services Team today. They'll conduct a complimentary, no obligation, benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the Oxford Exxon podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. My mailbag will be up later this morning. It is brought to you by the Weston Jackson. You can restore serenity to your soul at Soul Spa. You can also gather at Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, sip on a creative craft cocktail, or enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. It's Weston Jackson's in downtown Jackson. It's a Marriott property. You can redeem or accrue your Marriott rewards points there. It'd be a great place to spend a relaxing weekend. And if you're passing through Jackson on business, highly recommend that you stay at the Weston Jackson. And speaking of travel, if you're planning a trip that you want to be one that you remember for a long time, a special trip for your family, an anniversary trip, a golf trip, whatever the case may be, get in touch with John Edwards. He's with Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values and unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. So if you're thinking about going with the boys to Pebble Beach or taking her to Napa for the vacation of her dreams, call John, give him some parameters, give him a budget. He'll give you some options. You don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast.
Tennessee and Kentucky this week. Kentucky opened at 2.5. It's now a pick 'em for the Wildcats and the Volunteers.
Really?
Yep.
Am I missing something?
Look, Tennessee's better. Let's not act like they've become LSU or Alabama here.
Well, no, I'm not.
They're okay.
I'm not.
That hodgepodge of teams, anyone can beat anyone. It's in Lexington.
Yeah, every week I do this on 10 Thoughts. I do the, okay, so yeah, LSU, Alabama.
There are like four tiers.
Yeah, you got LSU, Alabama, and then you have Florida, Georgia, Auburn. And then A&M is the solid six.
That's fine.
A&M is number six.
And like and seven
then like, oh, God, 12. I don't know.
7-12.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And then Vanderbilt. And then Arkansas.
Yeah.
Down in the
Vanderbilt's
abyss.
13th, Arkansas's 14th. And you can make an argument 7-12 with Missouri and Mississippi State and Ole Miss and Tennessee and South Carolina and all those teams. Because you can do the whole, well, they beat them and they beat them and they beat them and they beat them. And it's like, eh.
So you're talking Tennessee is what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Missouri and Georgia, 17. Bulldogs and Tigers in Athens.
Well, and I don't think Kelly Bryant's going to play, probably.
So
I like the Dogs.
To roll.
Yeah, because they're – well, we're now in the portion of the season where they need style points.
Oh, no, they're a team that does. Yeah. That's actually legitimate with them. Washington State plays Cal this week. Just kind of scrolling. Iowa State, Oklahoma is this week. Oklahoma by 13 against the Cyclones. Mm. Probably.
Mm. Is that game in Ames?
No, it's in Norman.
Okay, they'll be all right.
Liberty at BYU. BYU by 17 in that one. And then our late game, San Jose, Hawaii. For this.
San Jose, Hawaii.
Yeah, I was trying to look and see what we get while we'll be on air. We'll get Georgia, Missouri. We'll get Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Because we'll go probably 6 till
about 9. We get Clemson, North Carolina State in case Dave Doran can pull a rabbit out of the hat on Saturday night. That won't generate a call or two.
We'll go 6 till about 9, 9:15. I'm fascinated to see what kind of calls we get. Because I don't think anybody's going to want to talk about New Mexico State.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to say, hey, you know, that series in the second. Okay, whatever. Yeah, give me a break. No, I would think it would be very big picture on.
The next week, I think, has a chance to be one of the better shows.
It's a late game again.
Late game, drunk game, LSU. Only one game left after that. And then, frankly, the Thanksgiving night show.
Who knows, dude? Like it
all just, bets are off.
I think that's the one where you just get really, really comfortable and just hang in and go, okay, here we go. Gonna have lots of water lined up over here on the left. If you have a few other drinks lined up.
Whatever you say.
Again, I got to get out of here at some point. So it's.
Well, that's the show that I have this thing in my mind where our phones are going crazy and we're having to alternate who takes a call.
Well, I mean, from a suspense standpoint, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Because it even lets you just sit here and talk. I'll just mute your mic. Like, he'll be on the phone in a minute. He'll be off. Just let it go. It's fine. College football playoff thing, though. Ohio State did get the nod at number one. Ohio State 1, LSU 2.
Yeah.
Bama 3, Penn State 4.
No one even talks about Penn State.
The
Penn State-Ohio State game.
It's got a shot.
Got a shot to be a national quarterfinal. That's what it's got.
Clemson at 5 right now. I'm okay with that.
It's fine.
I'm good. I mean, again, it's early. It's the first time. I do admire the, hey, just because they're the champions, you don't put them in the top four.
Yeah.
Play it out.
Pass the eye test.
No, I mean, North Carolina had it on the 2.5 for a 2-point conversion to win that game.
Yeah.
We watched it here.
I had 5 plays to do over. I'd pick one of them.
Oh, I mean, you know, long go in the red zone. It's pretty automatic. Get some stuff done.
Yeah. When that happened, we're like, well, you couldn't see that coming.
Well, it was like this busted play thing. Yeah. It was like, yeah.
Seen that.
Georgia at 6, Oregon at 7, Utah at 8, Oklahoma at 9, Florida at 10.
Oregon's interesting.
Because of what they have left.
Yeah, and they've played a schedule, and it gives them a shot if chaos happens. Herbert's good. He is. He's a good quarterback. I know the NFL's weird about they want robots, and he's not one. Better than the Cat Bears have at quarterback.
Same kind of profile, though.
But he's better. Played more football. He's better.
It will not matter at any point past that. Auburn at 11. If you're Baylor, if you're 12, only at 8-0, just nothing you can do. Because you could run it and not get in. You go 12-0 in the Big 12 and not get in if you're Baylor.
Yeah. Probably not.
There's nothing you can do.
Isn't that weird?
Well, because you had to have... Hang on, what's their schedule? I don't know. We'll talk about it in a second. Wisconsin, Michigan, Notre Dame, Kansas State, Iowa, Wake Forest, Memphis at 21. This is interesting. So, you know, the Cotton Bowl thing takes the highest, or not the Cotton Bowl, but an Access Bowl takes the highest college football playoff ranked team in a group of 5 is the way it works. As of today, that would be the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati currently at 20.
Fickle's done a hell of a job.
Now, do they play Memphis? Or I guess they win the AAC title game.
Would they meet in that game? I don't know. I have a hard time keeping up with AAC.
November 29th at Memphis. Ooh. Cincinnati at Memphis, November 29th. The last Saturday of the season.
Wow. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud because I won't do it. But if you put that in the daytime, I might be curious enough to go.
Oh, come on. You would not.
Actually, I kind of would.
You would not take that Saturday. You might not be able to go.
No. Well, I can tell you that we probably won't.
Yeah, no. You would not go to the freaking Liberty Bowl that Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I
just told
you I probably wouldn't. But like, if you told me the Grizzlies had a game that night that was intriguing and that game was in the morning, I might do it. Take Carson. Go check it out.
Put some Tiger gear on.
No, I'll just go watch the game.
Go Tigers go.
Yeah.
Go tailgate on Tiger Lane for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, that was smart of them to do Beale Street and not Tiger Lane.
I mean, hey, we've, you know, back in the day, some Cincinnati players we really like. Ralph David Abernathy, Munchie Legault.
Oh, yeah, Munchie.
You like Munchie.
I did like Munchie. He's a cool kid.
Yeah. I mean, Ralph David could never have played here, I know, but, you know, it's
that would have made no sense to do that.
Still makes my eyes bleed all these years later. I mean, the kid was good, and you get all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dealing with – you always worry about racism and the recruiting thing. It's Ralph David Abernathy's grandson.
One of the pioneers of the civil rights movement's grandson is going to play for your team.
And he was good enough. It wasn't a pity scholarship. No, he was good enough.
He would have actually played. Yeah.
It's like the ultimate hand raise guy before we got to a hand raise guy. I mean, I'm to this day, I'm baffled.
I can remember saying to people, wait, what? You're not going to take him?
He wanted to come here so badly.
Oh, and Munchie did too. And Munchie would have solved some of the quarterback problems. He was fine.
Yeah, we talked to the Abernathys at every junior day for 2 years there. They'd come in.
Oh, they were so nice.
Yeah, just hanging out.
So nice.
Oh, gosh.
And the kid was great. I mean, he just... Oh, you could have... Oh, just... Well, it proves to you that just because these people make a lot of money, a lot of times they're meatheads. I mean, they are. I'm not trying to make fun of football coaches, but there's a reason that basketball coaches are more fun to talk to than football coaches. For the most part, they don't have CTE.
Our live chat tells us that the Grizzlies play the Utah Jazz that night. Mike Conley returning to Memphis.
Oh, wow.
It will be a big day in Memphis.
A big day in Memphis. Donovan Mitchell. I tell you, that was the interesting thing. We're jumping around here. Forgive me.
Yep.
I saw someone make a Matthew Morrell comparison to Donovan Mitchell. Not today, but Donovan Mitchell when he was that age. And I thought, whoa. Because I love me some Donovan Mitchell. Goodness gracious, he's a stud. I got to tell you, if things are calm, might have a day in Memphis. Necessarily think things will be calm.
The teams trying to get that Access Bowl bid, Cincinnati at 20, Memphis at 21, Boise at 22, the Naval Academy at 24, and SMU at 25. So a big pile of
Navy plays in AAC too, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good league.
Yeah. They have four top 25 teams.
As a whole, that league probably this year, top to bottom, is a little better than the SEC. The top of the SEC is significantly better, so it doesn't make the...
Well, but you're probably forgetting just how sucky the middle and bottom of the AAC is.
Probably.
We're talking about four teams, five teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
the middle and bottom of the SEC this year is just egregious.
Yeah, I mean, there's some bad teams.
Yeah, Ja Morant. I love Morant. I love everything about his game. Just, he's fun. He is a lot of fun to watch. NBA's really fun right now. I mean, I watched Magic Thunder last night, and I told Chase when he came in, the Thunder are making the mistake of being better than they intended to be. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be a star in the NBA. He is so good. It's fun. NBA is fun. So many good players. I like the Jazz are fun to watch.
Okay, well, that 1 second. First, tell you about Tyson Drugs and GNM. They're on Sophomore and Oxford for GNM. Go get your flu shot. I've been telling you about it for a couple weeks, maybe a month now. If you haven't done it, it is time to go before you have to pay for it and have to deal with Tamiflu and all that stuff. Instead, $0 copay on most insurance plans. So you have to wait in line or anything. They'll get you out as quickly and painlessly as possible. That is Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs or GNM right there off South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222.
Podcast also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is a big part of Savannah Square. It's a new 9-acre development, 0.7 miles from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center, which houses Snack Bar and the Oxford Canteen and all that stuff. Places that ought to advertise with us. Savannah Square initially consists of 32 standalone homes. They range in size from about 1,100 square feet to about 2,400 square feet. You can check out the model home if you're coming up this weekend, 215 William Street. They also have different homes in different stages of development. So get in touch with Harry with RE/MAX Legacy Realty, 662-801-5621 or SavannahSquareOxford.com. Podcast also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with a personal touch. And when you call OUB, you speak directly with a live person. There's no 10 buttons to push, no 5 minutes to wait. What there is Kasasa. It's the absolute best cash checking account. With Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 and refund ATM fees nationwide. OUB also offers online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
So, basketball last night, we mentioned at the top of the show, Kentucky really, really good last night. They knock off number one Michigan State in the opener, 69-62. Had a big lead at halftime. Michigan State made a little bit of a mini run in the second half, but Kentucky controlled the game for the most part. There was a little spurt there where the Spartans had cut it to 4, and then Kentucky, on essentially 3 straight possessions, pushed it out to 13 and kind of put it away. Tyrese Maxey for the Wildcats, 26-5 for him. Cassius Winston, 21 for Michigan State. And then in the opener for the night, and in that little event, Duke beats Kansas 68-66 last night, the Blue Devils and the Jayhawks. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 all play each other last night.
Something tells me that everyone's going to be okay.
I don't think anybody left the arena last night going, you know what, season over.
No.
You know, is it probably okay? It's been all right.
Yeah, the only team that got a loss where they go, damn, that might hurt is Bama.
With the pen thing.
Yeah, they'll be fine. There's still lots of opportunity.
Ole Miss lost their opener under AK.
Yeah.
Was it that year? The tip-in? It was like Charleston Southern or somebody?
Wasn't that the year that they ended up losing like 4 games in overtime?
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Louisville played Miami last night. Is that a conference game? They're in the same league.
Probably not.
They're just playing?
Probably.
Okay. I mean, right. You're not going to open the thing with a conference game.
I wouldn't think.
That's strange, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just saw that. Louisville beat Miami 87-74 last night. You mentioned Florida. They beat North Florida 74-59. Gonzaga wins big. Villanova wins big. Seton Hall wins big. Texas Tech wins big. Memphis beat South Carolina State 97-64. Oregon, Baylor, Utah State, Xavier. Good game out in Madison, Wisconsin last night. St. Mary's, number 20, beats Wisconsin 65-63 in overtime last night. And that opener, and then Auburn knocked off Georgia Southern 83-74 last night in their opener at Auburn Arena. And then flipping over to just SEC scores to pick up anything else that happened last night. Georgia beat Western Carolina 91-72. Tennessee beat UNC Asheville 78-63, and then you mentioned it, Penn knocks off Alabama in Tuscaloosa 81-80 last night for that final.
The Edwards kid at Georgia in one of the latest mock drafts on The Athletic is taken as the 2nd overall pick.
Really?
One ahead of James Wiseman.
At Georgia?
Yep. So, league's really good, guys.
Talent everywhere.
League's really good.
And now that feels a little like the kid at Arkansas last year where the team's not going to be quite good enough to really make it really matter, but it's going to be a pain when it wants to.
They have Isaiah Joe going 20th in the draft, going first round. I like his game. The league's just loaded. The league's really good. A lot of good players, a lot of good teams. Going to be some losing streaks where fans freak out and it's not going to hurt you. I'm sticking with my pick. An 8-10 SEC team gets in the tournament.
Daniel Gafford.
Yeah, Gafford.
I was missing a name.
Gafford's actually playing The Bulls, yeah.
Arkansas 91, Rice 43, and then State in Starkville last night 77-69 over Florida International.
Ooh, probably a little closer than they'd like for that to be.
Yeah, Tyson Carter had 23 to lead the Bulldogs. They were up by 10 at the half, and then Florida International beat them by a couple in the second half.
So Ole Miss's women's team won their opener last night. The Ole Miss volleyball team returns to the Gillum Center on Friday. They take on the Florida Gators at 6:30, admissions free. You can get more information at olemisssports.com. The 2019 Men's Hoops Rebel Flex Pass is on sale now for just $199. Receive a ticket to every home game this season with varying seat locations from game to game. This allows you to experience the pavilion at Ole Miss from all angles. Visit olemisstix.com. Get your Rebel Flex Pass for just $199. And the Ole Miss Hoops team opens its campaign on Friday, 6 p.m., for their Salute to Service Night. All current and former military receive free admission. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit olemisstix.com. I'm expecting a pretty big crowd Friday night.
You think it's going to be almost full?
I do. Not that he's a gauge of anything. Like, Carson's interested in it. He wants to go see him. Yeah, he usually is like, nah, I'm good. Should have gotten him a flex pass. He loves the whole idea of NBA guys. If a guy's in a mock draft, in.
Suddenly he's in all of a sudden?
In. I look hungover?
No, I don't.
Really? I'm not.
I'm not
at
noticing
all.
Anything.
Not even a little bit.
He only had a bottle last night. He's fine.
I didn't even have that.
You didn't have anything?
I had one fixed, one old fashioned.
That's basically nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it was, and it wasn't even a big pour.
It's not.
I haven't shaved. It's part of it.
Yeah, going for the little grizzled look. I mean, it takes a lot of time, and you have to shave your head too. I mean, it's a lot of stuff involved there.
You have to commit to a good 10 minutes.
Knock it all out.
I'll do it today or tomorrow. Yeah.
I think it's a good crowd. It's amazing what's happened in 12, 18 months. It is. I mean, it's a big year for Kermit to solidify. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a certain solidify that is kind of required this year.
Look, I think they're about to land a top 50 player. Ole Miss doesn't land top 50 players.
And that's huge.
It's huge.
Easier to get the second one after you get the first one.
It is. This team, I think, is a tournament team. And then I think next year they make splash.
What do they lose?
Brian. But look, if you're ever going to be a really good program, you're going to lose players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you need to lose players.
That's kind of the goal, in a way.
You know, you need dudes to go play. At some point, they need somebody to leave them early and go to the NBA and play. You need that at some point. You need to lose a sophomore to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Philip asked a good question. Do I think Bree and Tyree can handle being the focus of defenses? Seemed to get frazzled last year when TD wasn't on the floor. He's very hard to defend. Do I think he can handle it? Yeah. Is it going to be a challenge? It absolutely is. It's going to be a different deal, and it's going to require that Devontae step up his game. They're better in the post with guys who can score. Hadeem C and Sammy Hunter and KJ looks totally different. I think when they get Blake Henson back, that's going to help a bunch. Yeah, next year, Jarkel Joyner will be eligible. He's played well. Sean Robinson's going to play next year, and I think he's going to benefit so much from this year. Yeah.
He's going to put on a lot of weight.
He already has.
Yeah.
I mean, he already looks different.
Does he?
Yeah, he's gained looks like 20 pounds. I mean, I think what they're doing with him is just, frankly, it's genius.
Everybody getting on one page and really sticking to a plan.
Yeah.
It's It's pretty impressive. That doesn't happen much.
Let's eat right. Let's get you in the gym.
Yeah.
He gets to practice every day against older guys that are bigger than him.
Yeah, you get 1 year. Would you rather do it in high school or some academy where you're dominating everyone? Right. Or would you like to come do it here where we get ready? I mean, it's...
Yeah, he's going to go against Hadeem C and against Sammy Hunter, and he's going to go against KJ some. He's going to get banged around a little bit, it not be under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get to watch film, learn, it be instructional, it... They can take their time. There's no sense of, hey, dude, you've got to get ready on Wednesday. No, he doesn't. They get to take their time. It's genius. And not everybody has that ability to do it, but Ole Miss does. And I credit them. He's going to end up putting on some real quality weight, get in shape, also get acclimated to college.
Mm-hmm. Just get a lot of that out of the way. The lights won't be bright next year relative to what they would have been.
No, not anywhere near. He won't have a lot of the jitters and stuff. And next year, I think, listen, I'm putting a lot of pressure on this kid when I say this. I think Austin Crowley is going to be a star in this league. Not now, but next year, I can see it. I like his game. I watched him score 2 points, basically 0 for 3 from the floor. I was like, yep. He can play.
21 minutes Monday night.
He can play. He was a little jittery, nervous. They're kids. I get it. I mean, you know, first time you're wearing the game uniform. It's not wearing a practice uniform anymore. And now there's people there and the horn's going off and there's an announcer. And there's people in the crowd. And Ronnie Hamilton said you can smell the popcorn. You know, it's a different deal than practice. So, yeah, Luis Rodriguez freaked out a little the other day. Now they need to get that out of his system and say, okay, you can do this, but it's time to go do it. Go do it. Friday night will be interesting. I expect some sluggishness. Not sluggishness, that's the wrong word. Tentativeness, because it's, here we go. They're going to sing the anthem and turn off the lights and do the little scoreboard thingy and introduce teams. And
in a big crowd.
And people are going to stand up, and there's going to be music, and it's going to be different than a practice. You can't listen.
But it's even different than the opener 5-6 years ago where maybe it's half full and everybody's kind of asleep. No, there is an expectation to be a basketball program.
And as good of a coach as Kermit Davis is, and he is a damn good basketball coach, he cannot simulate that at a practice.
No.
Can't do it. It's not doable. I think Kermit, who would probably tell you he's a hell of a good basketball coach, would tell you that, no, I can't simulate that. There's nothing, there's no sound system. It's
probably kind of what got Alabama last night.
A little bit. Just, hey, the lights come on.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll look at Arkansas State a little, just for the heck of it, as the week goes on, because I have no idea. But nonetheless, we will wrap up there for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. And then remember, we'll be at Southern Craft tomorrow night. That will be Friday morning's Oxford Exxon podcast. So, you get the live stream with us tomorrow. Then you can go back to the audio edition unless you're in town, and come on by as we talk to Kermit and Keith on Thursday night. So take care. Have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow.